The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone. Perhaps here that getting ready for meditation. I'm already becoming quiet and maybe if I look for words to say I won't find any, but if I maybe just talk, maybe they'll come. One of the teachings, implications of Buddhism is that nothing that we see and touch and smell and hear, or say this way, everything that we see and touch and hear and smell and even think is made up of parts, is made up of other things. Is a composite made up of things that have preceded, that led to it, conditions that led to it, and also are coming together of different elements, different other things. And those things are composite as well. And in that composite nature of these things, there are actually no things. They're only processes. Some things arise and persist for a while and then they pass. But one way or the other, all things are in process. And when we look at our inner life, our emotional life, our mental life, the things that we can know there, except for concepts, ideas, give the semblance of nouns, of things, that this is the way it is. But all our emotions, our thoughts, our body sensations, everything that we can feel and experience and sense is made up of other parts. It's a composite. And in some way or other is in process and moving. And it's when we get caught in nouns, it's possible to be caught in nouns and this is the way it is, that we get hung up, we get caught, we suffer, we leave the river of change, we leave the dynamism of a life made up of all the comings and goings of our life, the life around us, this dynamic interdependent process, interdependent arising of phenomena. So we sit to meditate in the middle of many, many things that make us up this moment. We are dynamic processes. Though our thinking might not think so. So, assuming a meditation posture, and the posture you take is a composite made up of different parts of the body, assuming different positions. The body itself is composite, made up of bones and flesh and muscles and organs and nerves, skin, hair. And we take this composite body and assume a posture that promotes attentiveness to here and now. And then to gently close your eyes. One of the dynamic processes that's constantly shifting and changing. One of the important pieces of the whole is our breathing. And to gently breathe more deeply, more fully, maybe three quarters full. And a long exhale, settling in to the body. Exhaling and relaxing into the body. And letting the breathing return to normal. In ordinary life, part of the composite of who we are that contributes to the whole is the tension we have in our body, the holding patterns. We create a different whole when we begin to relax and let go the body. On the exhale, relaxing the muscles of the face. On the exhale, softening the shoulders. Softening the belly. And then to settle your attention into the body breathing. Feeling the movements of the body as you breathe. And the experience we call breathing is a composite made up of other parts, other activities. It's made up of the inhale and the exhale. The movements of the body. The air going in and out through the nostrils. One way or other, the breathing is under the influence of, often under the influence of our mood or emotional state. Breathing is under the influence of the level of excitement in the body. Activation. breathing is a little bit influenced by it, whatever degree of pleasure, discomfort or discomfort that comes along with the experience of breathing. The experience of breathing is made up of the choices we make, the interests, the ideas we have about breathing and about how to notice breathing, where in the body to pay attention. And finally, part of the experience of breathing is the awareness of breathing itself. Without some awareness, there's no experiencing of breathing. And all these things, all these parts of the experience, I don't think we can very well control them or guide them or make them be just right. Perhaps you can surrender into the experience of breathing. Let it be what it is, a dynamic process made up of many parts that you can allow to operate as it does, and for you, just to be aware of it. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, one part of human life is what motivates us, the wishes we have. And of course, there are many wishes, many motivations to be had. We end with a particular form of love, goodwill, friendliness, that is wishing well for others, being motivated to bring about the welfare and happiness of others. And may it be, as we end this meditation, that we spend these next 2 minutes reflecting and thinking about whatever motivation we have, whatever desire or wish we have, for that others be well, that others be happy, safe. Our wishes for the welfare and happiness of everyone. May everyone be happy. May everyone be safe. May everyone be peaceful. May everyone be free. And may it be that each of us also has the wish to contribute to that. May it be that we contribute to the welfare and happiness of all beings. Thank you.